What's happening?
Hold on, live inside me, leave me on my way. Hold on, live inside me, leave me on my way, lead me home, lead me home.
Here we are, League of Ordinary Gentlemen, special edition sort of podcast. We're at the Walk to Soccer Con 2014. I'm here with Josh.
Josh.
Me.
And Stacey.
Hola.
And it's Clay over there. How you doing, Clay? How's it going?
Pretty good. Just scoped it out.
Scoped it out. What did you discover?
Some people there doing some zombie makeup, and there's a comic book artist in there. We should go say hi to him.
There's a lot of zombies. I mean, a normal thing for a Walker Stalker Con?
people are hacking up their heads off. Hey, R2.
Yeah, I shot up a Santa zombie. So that was fun.
Yeah, Durston.
I hit him in the head twice.
Picture to prove it.
Yeah. Now we just got to figure out our next plan of attack here.
We'll try to interview people.
Yeah, we're going to
try. Be good podcasters.
Which we're not.
It's like how I don't read comics every week.
Yeah. So let's see what we're going to do. We're just trying to come up with something to say that doesn't sound like, make it sound like we're idiots.
Good luck.
Yes. All right, we'll check back.
Oh, there's a baby zombie that is fantastic.
Oh my god! That poor kid! Get a picture of that!
Nice.
Right on. So this is Josh.
How you doing,
Matt?
Josh?
Matt.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing, man?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Alright, so we have three questions. Actually, let's start out by, who did you play on the show?
The character is Shumpert the Bowman.
Shumpert the Bowman.
Alright, so we have three questions. Are you surprised that a show this big about zombies would end up this big?
No, because of the storyline. It's not, you know, of course zombies are in the show, but the focus is more about the surviving people and how they're going about maneuvering in this time of the apocalypse, you know what I mean? I feel like it kind of draws the audience in that vein by making them say to themselves, you know, how would I act? You know, how would I respond?
Yeah.
How would I try to survive if my reality were that zombies are outside my door, you know? So I think that's why the show has such a following that it does. It kind of appeals to our human nature in a sense, yeah.
And did you read the comic book at all before doing the show?
No, I did not.
Have you read it since?
No, I hadn't. I'm working, so I don't have too much time to do that.
Were you surprised about your death in the show, and how long ahead of time did you learn about it?
Was I surprised? No, because, I mean, look at the title, The Walking Dead.
Right.
Eventually, everybody's going to bite it, I think.
Bite it?
But, right?
Bite it.
But was I surprised? No. And about, you know, the way it happened, no, that wasn't surprising. I mean, like, I was happy to be a part of the show. That's my thing, dude.
You're always going to be part of this.
Right, universe. You know, and you know, a huge thing that was big for me was this was my first show coming out of the gate, entering the world of acting.
Well,
you know,
awesome,
I landed a role on
like
a number one TV. Right,
day.
You know. So for me, upside is tremendous. You know what I mean? Anytime you can get off to a start like that in an industry like this, you know, it's something to be proud of, and I am proud of that. And I feel very blessed. So regardless of how I went out, I was on there, you know, and a little known fact, initially I was supposed to be in only like 3 episodes and ended up being in like 10 or 11. You know, that in itself is enough to make me proud, regardless of how I went, you know what I mean? I'm happy that I came, regardless of how I went.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Travis, I got to ask you, you're involved with The Chair?
Yes, The Chair horror film. I will
so
be
that's
playing.
Also a comic book, too.
Right.
So as, in case we didn't get him in, this is Travis Lover talking about Walking Dead. And now The Chair. So
and
tell us
chair,
about that.
The Chair is a horror film based on the comic book, like Walking Dead, ironically enough. And actually, the trailer is on YouTube. You can check it out.
Excellent.
And you can also see the rest of the cast on IMDb.
What's your role?
My role is commanding officer.
Yeah.
You
can do it.
I feel like I can do it. You know, yeah. I kind of
come in. You can boss us around.
There's a bit of a resemblance to my cartoon character I'm playing. So.
You have a commanding presence. You can tell
Right. But I think it'll be fun. I'm very excited about it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing that, too. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Travis, thank you so much, man.
Oh, man. You guys have a good.
We just like to interview people with Van Halen t-shirts. We don't really have any.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we're here with Nick Gomez.
Hello, I'm Nick Gomez.
Hello.
You might know him from such movies as Looper and one of my favorites, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New
Orleans. Great movie.
And also The Walking Dead.
Well, Werner Herzog was amazing to work with.
He directed The Walking Dead?
I mean, I love the original Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, that shit was...
was creepy, man.
That moment when he's like, you know, jacking off, like outside
the
car. Let
me see your CS face.
And he's like...
Yeah,
the who?
Well, I was quoting him, but I didn't want to say cocksucking.
Oh.
Let me see your cocksucking face.
You just did it.
We're children around.
Oh, my God, so good.
I know, we got the explicit tag.
I was. Too bad you can't see me, like, really pretending to jerk it.
I got the video camera right now. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, perfect.
Point it right down.
My best work.
Believe it or not, we actually have prepared questions for you.
Good. I don't have prepared answers.
Good.
Fantastic.
That makes it better.
Yes. So, all right, we're going to start with... We have a couple. So, are you surprised that a show about zombies would end up as big as Walking Dead?
No. People love apocalyptic shit.
That's true.
Because people love the idea of an even playing field. They love the idea of, like, all of a sudden, you don't have to go to work. You don't have to pay your electric bill.
That's true.
And
I'm hoping
your neighbor who annoys the fuck out of you, you have to shoot him in the face.
Oh,
it's like your duty.
Right.
You know, people, and also people want to, like, especially guys, you know, there's this machismo thing where, like, they want to think that if the world, what they would do, and they would know exactly how to, like, you know, take care of other people and repopulate the earth. And repopulating the earth is a big, fantasy.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, what? It's just me and all these chicks. Like, let's do it.
All right, we got to repopulate.
Yeah, we got to
do it.
Listen, we got to do it. I'm the only guy. So, who's
Bad
first?
Bad Lieutenant style.
Oh, no, not you. No,
yeah, no.
Let's take you. You're last.
So, you got killed pretty violently. I mean, I think you could probably take Rick if it came down to it, but were you surprised? How far in advance were they like, oh, hey, Nick, this is it. You're done.
Well, you know, I got the script. Well, first of all, the role that I auditioned for was not the role that I got because they're so tight-lipped with the show.
Uh-huh.
So when I showed up to set, I thought I was very prepared. Apparently, I wasn't prepared at all. So I'm in the makeup trailer. They're putting a bunch of tattoos on me. And the writer, director come in. They're like, hey, really great to have you here. Here's the script. This is what you're really doing. And I was like, oh. So the thing that we're about to start filming right now is not the thing that I thought that I was really... I'm not prepared at all. Great. So I read the script and I was like, oh, wow. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Sorry, Big Tiny. Damn. Cool. Whoa. Fuck.
Yeah.
So I knew kind of then.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, you're going to be... If you're going to die on a show, do it on The Walking Dead.
That's
have it be Rick putting a machete in your face.
Yeah. I mean, that's memorable.
Yeah. I was very okay with it.
But I mean, come on, real life, it was a fight. You could.
Oh, come on. That guy's a nice guy. You know, the British. You know what? I had no idea that he was actually from England. No idea, because the whole time he keeps his American accent. Then I saw him in an interview, and I was like, oh, I could totally take that guy. This guy.
But Nicolas Cage, though, too. Can I just add?
Yeah. I worked with him a few times.
As weird as people think he is.
You know what?
That guy loves his comic books, man.
Odd Duck loves his comic books. He took me to dinner once when we were filming Drive Angry in Shreveport. Because he overheard me talking about steak, so he ended up taking me to a steak dinner. I heard you talking about having some steak. Let's go have some steak.
Nice.
I said, okay, yeah, great. So I went with him and his wife and his kid and a hamster, and we sat in a private room for 3 hours and talked about our love of acting in New Orleans and,
awesome.
You know, and... Wow. Drank a lot of red wine and he was a super cool guy, man. Super nice guy. Yeah.
And one random question: as a kid or adult, what is or was your favorite cartoon show?
Favorite cartoon show?
Do you have one?
Well, Beastmaster comes to mind because that was my favorite show as a kid. Nice. I thought it was a series because my mother played it for me every day, but
right.
It was really just a movie that I saw later when I was an adult and realized that I shouldn't have been watching that as a six-year-old. I mean, Tanya Roberts with her tits out and like just super hot and like all these scary monsters. I was like, Mom, why did you let me watch this show?
You turned out all right.
Yeah, I guess so.
You turned out fine.
Yeah, you're totally getting machetes in the head. Yeah, totally normal, man.
Well, some of the stuff my parents let me watch, and then they were like, don't watch The Simpsons. I was like, are you, what?
Right?
The Simpsons. Yeah, seriously, I remember RoboCop, and I was a kid. I was like,
oh, yeah, RoboCop. I loved that movie.
So, anyway, we don't want to take any more of your
yeah,
time.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks pleasure,
so much.
Guys.
Cheers,
yeah.
Cheers.
Have fun. Enjoy the rest of the call.
Thanks, y'all.
We're ready to go. We're here with Jeff from...
Jeff Coburn?
Coburn, yeah. Okay. It's Coburn.
Yeah. You've been around a long time.
I've been around a long time.
Is this the first like con related like kind of thing?
The second con related thing I've done. I did one in England. I didn't think this would be any fun, but it's actually a lot of fun.
That was my next question.
Boston, man.
Yeah.
Question
we had. Like, we were going to ask if you thought cons were weird because we kind of do, and we go to a lot of them.
I can't imagine what it would be like to go to one. But being in one is kind of fun.
It's a different experience, but everybody everybody wants to talk to you. I mean,
yeah, right.
It's a popular thing. I mean, you're
it's when you do TV and films, like you do your work and then you leave it there, you never hear anything about it. So it's like it's nice to have people coming up and saying, "I liked you in this, I liked you in that." You
know? Well, your character is so memorable too in The Walking Dead, I should say.
Yeah,
he definitely had probably like the most memorable, best death on the show, I think.
Definitely.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was a great death.
I mean, I remember seeing on The Talking Dead that how they prepared for that and. It seems just.
Yeah, they told you the whole story there. Yeah. The chicken in the mouth and fake blood.
When you saw it, were you like, when I saw it, I almost threw up all over the place.
No, I kind of expected it to happen. It surprised me.
It's awesome. It was great. You were great.
Thank you.
I don't know. Anything else?
And I know we've been walking around being like, let's go talk to Remy because it's New Girl. Oh, my God. If my wife was here, she would...
One of my favorite things, the guy who gets his own name tattooed on his arm. So
who told you that? I was like, oh, my God. That's
brilliant.
That's like my one show, like episode of a show that I keep DVR'd on my TV because I laugh so hard at it. So I guess that leads to like one last question is like, do you enjoy doing comedy or like the drama stuff the most? Like, which do you enjoy doing the most?
I listen to country, western, and classical and jazz. You know, it's music. You know, it's a different mood.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the dramatic is you can really go further into it depth wise, but then the comedy, like the New Girl, you do a scene and then in the other room the producer is shouting, try it this way, and they throw you another line, and now try it this way, and that's a whole other level of just fun. So
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we hope you don't have as gruesome a death on the New Girl.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That's funny. Yeah. Then you get stuck in the elevator.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Jeff, we've taken up too much of your time. Thank you so much,
thank
man.
You.
I'm Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Clay.
Josh.
Nice
to meet you.
Matt.
Melissa Hutchinson of Walking Dead. Hi, The Last of Us. Stacy.
Stacy, hi, Stacy.
Fan.
So we're going to do a short interview, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. I keep kicking this box out to you guys. Sorry.
No, we're not even seeing that.
Well, my feet are huge, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just kick it back.
Is that your foot?
It might be my foot. Here, let me stand back.
That's
here.
Crazy.
Okay.
Maintain a safe distance.
All right. So we have a couple questions,
okay.
Quick questions for you.
Oh,
you play Clementine in the Walking Dead game.
I do.
It is.
So, first question, I guess, are you surprised at the popularity of the show that a spinoff with different characters is doing so well?
Not really. It's all still part of Robert Kirkman's world,
right.
You know, and the writers of this game are insanely talented people,
yes.
Obviously. So, like, just the characters that they've created and the stories that go with them are, I think, right on par with the comic books and, you know, the show, what's going on in that timeline. It's the same timeline. But, you know, and I'm not saying I'm a huge fan of the comics and the show, but I have had people say that they like the game sometimes better than... I know, I shouldn't say that. Wait, wait, raise that!
People have said that.
Cut that out.
Yeah. People have said. So, I mean, that's just just a shout out to the writers of the game. They nailed it.
Well, we've been talking about how, just over there, about how comic book stuff is so evasive. It's in the culture, it's in the video games, it's in the movies.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. So it's cool
everything.
That there's fans of just the video game, or there's fans of just the series, fans of it all. And
totally.
Look at this Walker Stalker Con. It's so cool.
It's I know, I'm standing, I'm like, I had that moment there, I'm like looking around, and just even thinking that being in this awesome game brings me to places like this. It's just mind-blowing. Yeah. Definitely. And there are people, like you were saying, that, like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't watch the show. I only play the game. Or, you know what I mean? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Wow, well, all right.
You're kind of missing out on some things.
Yeah, I know.
Let me check that out.
So now, did you know that with the end of the first season, I mean, obviously you were a huge part of the first season. Now, did you know that you would be back in, like, such a leading role? Because I remember seeing a lot of things online that people were just like, bring back Clementine. Like, they thought that they wouldn't bring back Clementine.
The outpouring and the feedback from the fans has been insane. I mean, I a lot of the times feel like I owe the decision that they made to make Clementine the playable character on, you know, people, like, speaking out and just saying, like, what's happening to her? Because they were so protective of her. I was pretty shocked. I mean, I wasn't shocked, like, oh, I'm going to be the playable character, but, you know, it definitely, when I was told that Clementine would be the playable character, there was some nerves because of the fact that people are so protective of her. I didn't know how they would react to actually playing as her as opposed to somebody taking care of her. But that's, you know, season one was kind of the lead up to that because Lee was basically teaching her how to survive and, you know, be independent. So,
now, being, you were cast as Beauty and the Wolf Among Us.
I was.
Now, that's pretty great, too. And you answered my question about, do you like comics, I think, because you said you read The Walking Dead. Now, did you read The Wolf Among Us at all?
I haven't, which is really upsetting to me. Why? Why haven't I? I'm so busy.
I bet they could get you copies.
They probably could. And it's such a cool style. It's so noir. And, like, I mean, it's just, like, it's such a cool... The game has been... I mean, just my knowledge of the game and the artwork and the characters and that and the whole, you know, plot in general is just a really awesome idea. It's a really cool concept. So, and in Fables, I play Beauty, and Beast is played by Gavin Hammond, who is Kenny in The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're like, you know, we're like super awesome good friends, and then we get to work together on all these things, so it's
that's
really
so
cool.
Great.
Are you
going
to get on the show now? You should call him and be like, can I have a guest role?
Seriously, I don't even, I'm just like,
yeah, you can be a zombie.
Walking by.
Awesome.
I threaten that if they ever do a crossover, I threaten. Yeah, because they'll listen to me. I'm Clementine, bitches. If they ever did a crossover, brought Clementine into the comic and then onto the show, I was like, I would need to be there at some capacity. Come on.
Yeah, they could dub the voiceover.
Yeah, I know. There's just the actors like... No one can actually see that.
No, it's audio. That's what we
Yeah.
We get it.
Lips moving.
You've been so gracious with your time. We'll let you get to your commerce.
Oh,
so thank you so much.
It was great meeting
great
you.
Great to
meet
you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes.
For sure.
My name's Clay. What's your name?
Sean.
Sean, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
So tell us what you're waiting in line for.
I don't know.
Oh. So
we're told this is the photo op line.
Photo op line for who?
We don't know.
We're told to get you in there.
Do you know?
No, that's why we came to ask you.
Oh.
Well, where did you guys come from to come to the convention? What brings you here?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, we're from around here. We like The Walking Dead.
Are you from Boston?
Yeah, from the area.
Right on. Cool. Seen anything really cool and exciting since you got in here?
Seen some pretty cool costumes and stuff.
Yeah?
And,
right on.
You know, art.
Do you go to a lot of... Do you, like, go to the comic book conventions and stuff like that?
Or? Never been to anything like this.
Never
before.
Been to anything? First time?
Yep.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, man. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I won the zombie contest last night.
You won?
You did?
Yeah,
nice. That's awesome.
I won the zombie bash contest, yes.
I can see why. I know this is audio, but you have a knife coming out of your neck. You have a knife in your chest. You have a hand here.
can have our photographer take a picture.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you, we have a leg.
Awesome.
It's a leg.
Nice leg.
All right, you gotta get into the...
Dude, you're into the character.
Gotta get into the character, the persona, the... Yeah,
I like the stuff in the cheek, too. You got, like, a...
The, you know, you gotta get into your character. You gotta get the... Well, I have some training.
You gotta go all the way. Go all
I have some way. Training in that.
Training?
Do you get very hot dressed up? I always want to dress up for cons, and I'm a big guy, and it's just like...
Well, when you put proper makeup on... You do sweat because you're poor deep.
Yeah, so there you go, makeup.
See, I've been to clown college.
Clown college.
Wow. So you learn makeup and you learn costumes. You put it all together yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you do sweat. I'm a Masonic Shriner. I did 10 years in. I'm 20 years with them, but I did 10 years in the clown unit. Wow. And they put me through their own clown college.
Awesome. Oh my god, the eyes, too.
Oh no, nice. Here we go.
Wow, can you?
So, how far did you come to get here, man? To come to Walker Stalker Con?
30 minutes. North Andover.
North Andover? Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Right on. You guys have any more questions for our King of the Zombie?
Have you eaten anybody or anything?
Well, no. I'd love to.
Some delicious brains around here, right?
Exactly. I'm surprised people are flying in from all over the country.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
It is.
I'm surprised because the people I talked to last evening.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a unique experience. It's for the good of the show that Massachusetts is on board with the episode. Yeah. I haven't missed one episode.
How many people were in the costume contest last night? How many people did you beat?
Oh, I think there were about 20.
Nice.
And you beat them all.
Right?
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Don't get me wrong. Their costumes were unique in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm sure. But yours is rose to the top. So we're with Brian and Ming from AMC's Comic Book Men. You may know them from TV. My name's Clay.
Matt.
Yeah. Isn't this a podcast?
Yeah.
So why are you introducing everyone?
Well,
nobody even knows what they look like or if they're here.
We're introducing us to you.
What's that? No, you're
introducing. Oh, you're not going to remember, but it's still good to know, right?
Dude, I don't even care in the moment, let alone later on.
Exactly.
True.
All right, so we made it up.
Tell us about the awards, Ming, and whether you got them or not.
The awards?
Yeah, for your podcast.
Oh, all right. So Mike Sapsik and I, AMC's Comic Book Man.
He's baiting you, you dummy.
I know. I just want to see what he says. We also do a comic book podcast called I Sell Comics. We were nominated for a Stitcher Award.
Ooh, we're on Stitcher, too.
Yes, and we did not win.
Oh,
but we were nominated.
Neither did we. Don't worry about it.
We weren't even nominated.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So we're aiming higher for next year.
Who can beat you guys? Who won?
Yeah, exactly. You guys are...
That's exactly. Not fair. Let's all kick their ass.
And not only that, but Ming went all the way out there to host it.
I did.
You did? You did?
You hosted it and didn't win.
I didn't. We didn't win.
Did you have to open the envelope and... The winner is not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
how good of a play is that? They asked me to host it with them, and I just didn't go.
Yeah,
it's
you.
I just show up, and we lost.
So he made them buy a plane ticket, booked him hotel rooms, all this stuff, and he didn't even show up.
Yeah, good for you. Screw them.
I had a feeling, man. I had a feeling we weren't going to win, and I'm like, I'm not going all the way there just to be like, hey, congratulations, somebody else.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
It could have been you. I mean,
Joe Rogan.
I guess he had a feeling. So.
And you were right, though.
Can't ignore those feelings.
Where was it, like? New York, so you have to go from Jersey to New York?
San Francisco.
Okay, good. Didn't watch it fly.
Across the whole country.
Yeah, okay.
I had a good time.
Good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, sure. Next year, man.
Hell yeah.
Good.
Brian, I know you do comics. Do you make comics too, Ming?
No. I leave it
to... Sells comics, apparently.
Yeah, sell comics.
I sell comics. I have a comic book podcast where we barely talk about comics.
That's like us?
That's what we do.
We hear you, buddy.
But, no, I leave it to the experts. Brian Johnson wrote Cryptozoic Man, Walt Flanagan drew it. They know what they're doing. They drive that bus.
What's the skinny with Cryptozoic Man?
It's been out for months.
Yeah, you guys went to second printing. Wildly successful.
Yeah, sold out.
Rumors of more issues.
Rumors Wild of Dynamite rumors. May want to do more.
Dynamite.
That's awesome. Because I enjoyed the White and Geyer. Like, I think Walt's...
I don't want to talk about Kevin Walt.
No, but I was saying, you have a cool artist, man.
I do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. He was my artist before he was Kevin Smith's artist.
I believe it.
If you remember Carney and War of the Undead, that was pre...
Yes.
He cut his teeth with me.
He did.
As they say.
Cut his teeth. That hurts. Made his bones.
Yeah.
With Brian Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys have been more than generous with your time, and maybe with this interview, we'll be nominated, and we won't win next year.
And you guys will win. That'd be
for the Stitcher Award. Yeah,
we'd even love that.
Yeah, we would. All right, we interviewed those
guys. It's a thrill just to be theoretically nominated.
We have to go head to head.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we'll have a fight.
As they say in the punk rock world, I'll see you in the pit.
Yeah, see you in the pit. Yeah, see you guys in the pit.
Sir Anthony?
Anthony Jan Gregorio.
How you doing, man? I'm Clay. Hello. That's Josh and Matt.
Josh.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, man.
We're the League of Ordinary Gentlemen comic book podcast.
Wow, he's a little taller than the ordinary. I feel like I'm 5 years old. Dad, I got to go to the bathroom.
Tell him it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I came over here because of your son. Can you tell us about the Adventures of the Cowl?
Yep. I had a buddy. He's in Canada. And he has his own publishing company. So he's a big comic nut. So he asked me he wanted to do superheroes versus zombies, that kind of a thing.
Cool.
So I had to I pulled it out of my butt. And I said, you know what? We're going to have a Batman type guy that I'll do my own thing. But, you know, we all get it. Sure. You know, you can't copyright concepts. So I did my Batman thing.
Nice.
So then he says, well, I want to do another one. Now I want to do werewolves. So I do another one. I do another one with werewolves. Then he goes, now I want to do one with robots. I said, okay.
Of course.
I do another one with robots.
Awesome.
So then he had some issues. He closes down for a while. He started up again, but still, I get all of it back. And he says, I love your stuff. Can you should, you know, make a novel out of it. Keep going. I'm like, all right, fine. So I took the stories I had and I continued on. But now it's mine. See, he was a Christian-based publisher.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even say, oh my God. So now all of a sudden I can do whatever I want. So cool. Now when somebody gets shot, they go, oh shit, instead of, oh no. So I got to do what I want. So now there's a little more grittiness. And even though I would like to say keep it going, if somebody should die, because I say, wow, this would be a scene. Because come on, you read something, you go, oh, no one's going to die. The Joker never dies. He just killed 1 million people, but we're going to send him to Arkham. Like, but he's escaped 10 times. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're going to send him back. You know? I mean, the whole thing with the Superman movie where Superman snapped the guy's neck.
Right.
People might not like it, and they may cry, but it's real. In the defense of others is the only reason you should ever kill someone.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's
happening? So you get a little bit more gritty.
This is gritty because if you're fighting bad guys and people are ready to shoot you and kill you, are you going to let them kill you or are you going to shoot them back if a gun happened to be there? How far does that morality go in real world, not the makeup DC comic world, but the real world, that you start becoming maybe what you're fighting against? And it's just an evolution.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
by the time the book is over, things have changed, and it sets up a whole new volume when I do a sequel.
Well, very cool, man.
Awesome.
So cool. You just sell public books. What? Tell us about your company. Tell us what other stuff you do, too.
Well, I run a company called Living Dead Press.
Cool.
Living Dead Press was established in 2009.
Right.
And I publish other people, and I also publish myself. But if I edit your work, I'm going to edit the same way I edit mine. I feel I have the rarity of actually being objective enough to edit my own work.
Right.
I don't think everything I write is gold, like so many writers seem to do. And they write the dog crossed the Ave and went and they go, Shakespeare. You know? And it's like, how can you not see that sucks?
Yeah.
You know? So I do have people proofread my stuff though, just in case I am full of it and I need a dose of reality. So I publish other people, I do my own stuff, but really it's all a vehicle for myself.
Awesome, man. Cool. Are you having a good time here at the Walker Store?
Having a good time. You know, the big thing that I've done with Living Dead Press and as a zombie author, I've written about 50 books.
Wow.
I've edited about 60 anthologies.
Yeah.
And for other people's novels that I have many times co-written, sometimes not, depends on the person, I've made a lot of people happen that shouldn't see the light of day.
That's great, man.
Some appreciative, some just move on. That's their business. I secured the rights to George Romero's Day of the Dead.
Oh, cool.
And I released the official sequel called Sunset of the Dead.
Oh, nice.
And it's available online and everything, and it's slowly building up steam.
Well, cool, man.
So that's what I'm hoping is going to, people will be interested in, but you have to be a horror fan, you know, even here.
Yeah.
You think you're Walker Stalker. People come and I go, have you heard of George Romero? They go, who? And right, I really
right.
look at him.
What character in The Walking Dead did he play?
Yeah. And that's the only thing, you know. And not everybody's a diehard fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I say to some people, I have this magazine that's like Fangoria and Reader's Digest. It has, you know, stuff in it that is like interviews and things and reviews, but it also has about 50,000 words of stories. And I'll say, have you heard of Fangoria? They go, what's that?
Oh, man.
You know, so it's funny how when you're on your own little world and you click cliche of friends that all do all this, you can't imagine. Can you imagine what happened? You know what's the dose of reality? When I say to someone, have you ever heard of Dawn of the Dead? And they go, no, never heard
kids
of that.
Today,
that's yeah, like, kids.
That's
yeah.
like saying, have you heard of Star Wars? And there are people that will say, I think I heard something about that.
Yeah.
And you're like, where is the rock? Yeah. That you live under.
That's
what's
when
the
my
address?
Mind explodes.
I want to swing by and say hi, you know? So, I'm having a good time here. At the end of the night, I do zombies.
Yeah.
This is the place
this
to be.
This is the place. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we've taken up too much of your time, man. Thank you so much. We'll link this up. And
if it's about gratuitous self promotion, you are never taking up too much
time. All right, cool. Guys, we're my name's Clay, and we're with League Podcast. This is Matt and Josh.
How's it going?
And we're just wondering what brings you here to Walker Stalker Con.
We're just big fans. We followed the show from the beginning, and it was nearby, so we figured we'd come see some of the actors.
So how far away did you come?
We come from Agawam, Springfield area.
Oh, right on. Cool.
So it's
kind of a drive.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Would you drive that far to get survival gear in the zombie apocalypse?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you probably have sense. To.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
Yeah, it's probably the
like, if
minimum.
It's not close by, you kind of have to, right?
So what have you done? You talked to any of the actors or anything?
No, we just kind of sneak up and check them out and walk around and see all the different things.
Cool. And do you guys read the comic book or just big fan of the show?
She's read the comic book.
You have them?
Yeah.
Have you read, like, a little bit of them? A couple of them?
I've read the first couple.
Yeah. Pretty awesome stuff, right?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
No. All right, here we go. Josh and Durson here. You know, I just pointed to me when I said Josh.
You're Josh, I'm Durson.
I'm Josh. We just came out of Walker Stalker Con. A successful day here.
I'd say it was successful. I think that we got a lot of good interviews.
We did. Hopefully you just listened to them all.
Yeah, hopefully just all of them. Not just some, all. Like,
no,
why
all.
Fast forward?
Yeah, no. Don't do it. Just listen to the whole thing.
It's a
lot of fun. It was a good day here. I'm really excited.
It was a good day.
I'm trying to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
I'm definitely coming back tomorrow. Right. And I had a good time.
Anybody, I mean, you won't listen to this before it's over, but next year or whatever,
year,
if you have an opportunity
to
go to a Walker Stalker Con, go. It's a lot of
do
fun.
It.
All
do
the
it.
Actors were great.
Melissa, so nice.
Melissa Hutchinson was great. Everybody was so nice. Everybody was so cool. So. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to you.
Thanks to you.
And later.
Later.
Oh, Lord, heaven's waiting. Open up your door. Oh, Lord, heaven's waiting. Open up your door. Lead me home. Lead me home.